From KXCI Community Media, this is Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we sit with our friends from the University of Arizona. We talk a little bit about what they're working on. I ask them their plans for the future. And we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Farris Saad. Welcome to KXCI, Farris.
Hello, thank you for having me.
It's wonderful to have you here in the studio. What do you do at the U?
I am a student with the Native American Cancer Prevention Program. I am technically a cancer prevention researcher in Dr. Jennifer B's lab.
What does the lab work look like to you?
It's coloring pictures, really. That's pretty much to sum it up. It's coloring MRIs and CTs. Like maybe you've seen a scan of like a CT or an MRI. There's regions of yellow, red, blue, purple, thanks to this process called segmentation.
Would you say it's kind of like a really advanced paint by number?
Oh, yeah. It's so much fun. In a way, it's very artistic, but it's doing great things for society at the same time. We are currently looking at renal cancer patients. We're trying to measure out the area of healthy tissue to adipose tissue. This current project just involves measuring out muscle to fat ratios of each of these renal cancer patients. Dr. B is interested in seeing if the different levels of visceral fat may have a potential correlation to the development of their cancer.
What is visceral fat?
Visceral fat is the fat that surrounds internal organs. It's not just under the skin like subcutaneous fat is. It's shown to be a lot more harmful for people's health than subcutaneous. Subcutaneous fats actually has shown to be protective. And everyone is different. Just because someone has high levels of subcutaneous fat doesn't mean that they have high levels of visceral fat as well. Someone can have really high levels of visceral fat inside surrounding their organs, their heart, their kidneys, anything like that. But you can't see it because it's inside their body and it's really hard to see.
Yeah, that's why you're working so hard to get images of it.
Yeah, exactly. Right now, we're working on renal cancer, but I expect that we'll delve even deeper into other diseases.
What are you going to do after you graduate?
The plan is to go to medical school. U of A has an amazing medical school. For many reasons, I would love to go there, but yeah, I'm definitely going to see what my options are in due time.
Best of luck to you, Farris. There's a whole world out there.
Thank you so much.
Okay. What about music?
I love music. Music is one of my main ways of de-stressing after a stressful day. I love so many different rock bands, heavy metal. I also like some electronic music. I have so many favorite bands. It's so hard to say. I like everything from Metallica to AC/DC. Yeah, it's so hard for me to decide one favorite when there's so much amazing stuff out there.
That is a very KXCI thing to say, Farris. There's just a whole wide world of music.
Definitely. This place is like a museum, it looks like, with so much music, so much stuff here.
Oh, that's true. It is. It's a musical museum right here in downtown Tucson. So glad to be able to welcome you to the studio today. Thank you for being a part of Thesis Thursday today. Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.